knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Okay, hello everybody, this is Mark, and welcome back to The Secret Life of Mark Marcus Live. So we're here today to talk about Ariadne GPS, which is one of the hottest new apps to debut on the Apple iOS platform in recent memory. I will synopsize it for those of you who haven't seen it. It's not the kind of application that is used to plan routes. So you don't put in an address and it will not give you directions how to get from point A to point B. The primary reason for this application, and we have the developer of the application, the creator, Mr. Giovanni Cifone. And by the way, that's a formal name. He prefers to be referred to as Luca. And anyway, he's online with us. He is having some difficulty with his Skype connection. So we will, try to communicate with him as long as we can. And I beg your indulgence with regards to call quality. Having said all that, getting back to Ariadne, it is a way for blind and low vision users via VoiceOver, Apple software screen reading solution for the blind and low vision. You know, I could say that phrase in my sleep. I say it so much. It's a way to quickly ascertain where you are or where the user is as you travel, and it can monitor that location real time. So if I need to know where I am, I can get instant feedback without interacting with the phone. That's one thing. So you can quickly ascertain where you are as you move, walk, ride, run, roll down the boulevard. And then also you can set, I guess, what would be referred to as hotspots. And that is to say a GPS location, not necessarily an address. I'll tell you how I've used it. Let's say in my case, right, I live at the beach, and there are, sometimes I like to go to the beach because I live really close. There are different beaches, and they have bus stops, Now, the bus stop, I'm sure this is because of city ordinances. The bus stops don't look like bus stops. There's no shelter. I don't know what they do when it rains. There's just a little bit of different benches, and each bus stop has a little pole. I mean, a very narrow, not even the size of a lamp, of a telephone pole, very narrow. Well, each bus stops at its own pole or at its own stop, because it's unfortunately at the beach is where most of the bus lines end. It can be quite challenging for a low vision or blind person to know which bus he or she is waiting for. Now, you could say, Mark, well, if you know where you're going, if you have seven poles, you merely need to count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and know which one your bus stop is. That would be great, except that in this city, intermixed regular non-bus stop poles before, in the middle, and after. And they look virtually the same. So instead of having, even though there may be only seven buses that go by there, there are about 28 or so different poles, all of which could be the right one. Now, one could still, yes, you could still count, but some of these poles are really skinny, and you'd have to stop and walk a few feet and stop. It can be done, but it's not a pretty way to go. So thanks to Ariadne, now, in fact, I did this a couple weeks ago, I went to the appropriate bus stop that I would take to leave the beach and created a hot spot, as it were, to just a few seconds. And now, when I'm away from that location, as I approach it, Ariadne will tell me how close I'm getting. It'll give me alerts and say, I think I named it beach bus stop or something. You can call it whatever you want. And as I get closer or right next to it, it tells me. This is one area which you could use it. You could also use it for other, maybe different doorways or doors outside, all kinds of things that you can use it for. I guess you could even use it if you were in a big parking lot. Some people just, forget to know where they are. But nevertheless, I've been with a few drivers in my time. It doesn't matter if they put a big red beacon over the top of the car. They'd still lose it. And so when I travel with these people, sometimes in there, I just set a hot spot with Ariadne. And at least that, if we get lost, ain't no problem. Just turn it on and boom, I'm in business. Another thing I love about Ariadne GPS is the fact that it runs smoothly with so many of the most popular full service, I call them, GPS applications, like Navigon, the TomTom GPS app, my personal favorite, which is AT&T Navigator. Using the two together, you really do have a robust system of navigating from point A to point B. So I hope that gives you kind of a basic understanding of what Ariadne GPS is. I believe right now the list price in the App Store is, I think it's $2.99. Luca, welcome. Let me thank you on behalf of many of us blind and low vision Apple iOS users. You have truly given us a new lease on quickly navigating and ascertaining where we are. I can't even conceive of having an Apple device without Ariadne GPS. It's just a must-have. And so thank you very much for developing the app for us.
I thank you for inviting me.
A lot of us want to know, you live in Italy?
Yes. I think almost everybody not know at this point that I'm Italian and live in northern Italy in a city called Bologna, where I studied and currently work.
Are you sighted? Are you low vision? Are you totally blind?
No, I am sighted. I am sighted, but I've been working in an institute for blind people since I got my degree, let's say for about 7 years. So I know the problems. I know about accessibility.
What gave you the idea of creating Ariadne?
When I saw that VoiceOver didn't actually read anything when going to Map app, it just said Map, I said, well, this, a blind person has the right to know something more about what their surrounding. And so I decided to take this challenge and go on with the project.
About how long did it take you to get from idea to the App Store?
Well, it took quite long because I didn't always work to this project. So I started with the project in March, I think. But then I left it for some time, and then I started again.
Are you the only one working? Are you the primary programmer, or are there teams of people working with you?
I'm the only one working as a programmer, but as a developer. But I have a group of testers here in Italy who are great, actually.
One thing I do like, I want to just take a moment and congratulate you on your feedback system. When someone sends you a message in this really nice automated, so you've got a lot of nice things in place. You know, a lot of times when people develop an app, it starts out as an idea, and sometimes the app can take off or become very popular faster, you know, than the developer can anticipate. And so they can get overwhelmed with feedback, and very often, you know, can lose sight of that as being an important part of the post-developing and maintenance cycle of the application. You clearly have given this a lot of thought, and it's evident in the nice system that I see when I send you a message, and doubtless countless others have sent. So well done on that, Luca. That's very, very nicely done.
Thank you.
Is it foreseeable that you may be putting this or porting this Ariadne GPS to the Android system or Android platform?
Well, actually, I didn't expect to be successful with the app, so I didn't even think about Android when I started and also when I released it. At this point, I think there might be a plan to develop for Android, but for the moment, I didn't plan actually to develop for Android.
There are a lot of blind and low vision people on Android, and it is growing. It is a developing platform. I think it's really exciting. I use an Android phone also. You know, the one thing for any group of people is choice, you know, and diversity. Sometimes people say, well, you know, Android is not this and it's not that. It's true. It's still developing. It's a little bit like the Wild West in a sense, but it also makes it extremely exciting and provocative for developers. So I just encourage you to keep Android on the horizon because it is here to stay. And I know we're going to have a lot of Android people listening, and I know they're going to say, well, gee, you didn't ask about Android. I guess you didn't like Android.
I will keep that in mind because I like Android. I like also Java programs, maybe for the future. For now, I there's still very much to do with Ariadne on the iPhone side, on the iOS side.
But when you're ready, let us know. I'm sure you will have no shortage of people on Android that will welcome you with open arms. We're going to take some questions now. And so here are the basic instructions. Everybody is muted except for Luca and I. If you want to speak or ask Luca a question on your phone, you need to press *8. And that will move you to the queue. And it will, you know, whoever presses it first comes up first. That way I don't have to worry about them, go through the entire list of phone calls, because we have quite a few people all over. By the way, we had a caller last episode who said that she had tried to press *8 and had a problem on her iPhone. She's using VoiceOver. So let me just give you a little tip here. Sometimes if you hold a number down too long, as opposed to just tapping it and release, it will take you out of the touch tone mode. It will still enter the digits in the edit field, but the dial tone, touch tone, won't transmit over the network, and so we don't hear it, which means it doesn't activate anything. If that happens to you, the simplest solution is to press the home key at the bottom of the phone, and that'll take you back to your standard launch pad. And then open up the phone again. You should have the dial pad right in front of you. And try it again. And as long as you hear the touch tones, it gets transmitted to the system. I want to ask you. I know you have to be careful with your answer because you don't want to, you know, promise things that may not happen. What kinds of things do you see for the future of Ariadne?
One of the things I'm going to introduce is the sounds into the map exploration. Actually, there already are sounds, but I want to improve the user experience when exploring the maps. I want to improve the way user add favorites. Also, I would like to improve the use of Ariadne when it is when the screen is locked. At the moment, if you lock the screen, the only thing you will hear is the sound for the favorites.
Luca, one of the things that is extremely important to me, it's the thing I've been waiting for a very long time, is to have a solution like Ariadne that will announce Cross Streets, Code Factory's mobile geo. You know, you can just hear Cross Streets even in a moving vehicle, real time. Do you think that's a feature we could look forward to in Ariadne?
I received so many messages asking me
about Cross Streets.
Yeah, I will investigate, because at first I didn't think about this, actually. I'm sure I will be looking for this, because I want to meet the request I got from people.
All right, my friend. We have a caller that wants to ask you a question. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Mark. My name is Vicky, and I'm calling from the St. Pete area, Florida. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you. Actually, I have three questions, if that's okay. I guess what I'll do is I'll ask all my questions, and then they can be addressed individually. I have not yet purchased Ariadne, but I've heard so many great things about it that I'm very seriously considering purchasing it. But the first question I have is, I'm not subscribed really to any of the Apple, any of the iOS low vision mailing lists, but I do from time to time look at the AppleVis website and their Twitter posts. But my question is, I have not found any podcast showcasing the Ariadne, and I looked on the website for Ariadne as well, and I couldn't find one. So my first question is, can I go someplace to find a podcast where somebody is actually showcasing Ariadne GPS in action?
Luca, are you going to post any demos of Ariadne on the website?
We are preparing a podcast, and we'll post it as soon as we can.
You know, to do a podcast with a GPS application, it's not an easy thing if you want real-time feedback. You know, you have to at least I can only speak for me, but I have a special device that I have to hook up a bunch of microphones, carry this little backpack if you want to be high quality anyway. Because if you go to Candleshore blog and look at, I've done some live podcasts on the Sendero look around app and certainly mobile geo. it's not a simple thing if you want to do it right.
It would be wonderful if you can get a podcast on there, but I understand the difficulty and the challenges, and you have a lot on your plate. And Mark, I have heard your podcasts on, I don't think I've heard the one on Sendero Look Around, but I have heard your Mobile Geo ones, and they're great.
Oh, thank you.
My next question is, I have an iPod Touch 4th generation, and based on the website, it says that, I guess I'm a bit unsure, because on one hand, it indicates that Ariadne GPS should work on the iPod Touch, but on the other hand, you say that it hasn't really been thoroughly tested, and I saw a comment, but it was in Italian, and I could speak Spanish, but I don't really understand. I could understand a little bit of the Italian comment, and it seems from the comment that she's saying that it works okay, but that she can't listen to music with it, which is while she's using Ariadne, which is fine with me. But I guess my question is, have you had much feedback from users who have purchased Ariadne with an iPod, who have tried it or who have tested it on the iPod Touch, and what has been the experience?
Actually, I didn't have any feedback from the users, but I have a tester who's using Ariadne with the iPod Touch. So as long as you are in a city or in a place where there are wireless connection, even if you're not connected to the network, it can localize you, and you can get information about your position. But if you want to use it to explore the map and you are connected to a Wi-Fi, you can use it. So I would say that some of the features are not available on iPod Touch.
One thing you said was that if you have access to a Wi-Fi network, but you were not connected to it, but there was one close by. Did you say that you could still get information? Is that what I understood? Is that correct?
Yeah, you can get information about your position. The system can get information about your position.
But you need to be connected, though, right?
It doesn't need to be connected.
Another random Wi-Fi access point that maybe was secure that I couldn't connect to. Are you saying that even if it finds that and it doesn't connect, it can still get information?
Yes, you can get information about the position, but of course the accuracy is less than the one of the GPS system.
Whenever someone has a Wi-Fi, even if it's secure, it is broadcasting a radio signal, okay, assuming that the SSID is being broadcast. Part of that signal is a GPS location. Google kind of got busted about, I think it was a year ago, they were collecting they were taking the Google trucks in the U.S. I don't know about another country. They were driving down the street, and they were just collecting addresses of any hotspot. If I have my Wi-Fi on, let's say I have my router on, okay, and a Google truck or anybody goes by, if it's secure, they cannot see the data that's going across the network. It's giving off the where its location is in space. So what Luca's saying is the Ariadne can detect that same signal, in effect, and it will give you an approximation of where you are based on the closest broadcasting Wi-Fi. Does that make sense?
That's amazing. I didn't know that. Wow. You learn something every day. My final question is, on the description of the Ariadne, it says that you can only use the monitoring feature while the app is in focus, that it cannot be used while running it in the background. Do you have any future plans of possibly making it so that somebody can use the monitoring feature while the app is running in the background, or is it possible?
I don't think it is possible to, if you are using another app, to have the monitor function on.
I had a feeling you might say that, but I thought I would ask it anyway, but thank you.
We appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Hello, caller. Welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mark, this is Bill in Sacramento. I wanted to see if there were any plans to be able to give it voice command for a route destination, or if there was plans to where you could type it in, where you want to go, so you can go from place to place to place and have it give you a route, if that's going to be possible sometime in the future.
There are no plans to make it a navigation system.
Okay, Bill?
Yes, I understand, Luca. I appreciate that. In the future, if you could go that direction, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, our next caller. Caller, welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandy from Ohio.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Luca. So my question is, well, it's not more a question, it's more of a comment. I wanted to thank Luca, like so many other blind people who have this app. I just downloaded it today before the podcast started, and I'm amazed. And the reason is, as a person who went from having, you know, low vision to lower vision and even lower vision now, I always, in a way, felt like a tourist in my own town at times, simply because as a child, when I was riding around, I'd be in a car and didn't know how to get into a place, and then I would be able to walk and go places, and then I knew how to get there. But being able to actually know my neighbor's street numbers, that's life-changing to me, because, you know, you can send out things to them, like Christmas cards, really easy now. Also, the ability to, when you're in a car, know, oh, we just take this road to this road to this road to get there.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, Sandy, I'm with you. It is amazing. I mean, I've been down streets, lived in towns for a long time, and again, you know, I didn't even realize that there were side streets, you know, especially the ones that end in a T, right? So, you know, you walk down a street that looks like a boulevard, but on the left-hand side or the right, there are other streets that you're passing. And I agree. It is amazing.
Yeah, I think this is a truly life-changing application, and I'm just amazed. And I just used the thing for 5 minutes. Also, what I wanted to say to Luca is that Code Factories in Spain, they, if you ask me, have a great product with their mobile accessibility. And if maybe they are opening up that UI, because they built an API from the ground up in order to make Android accessible in their environment. So maybe if you work with them, you could possibly have a module where that Ariadne could be ported over using their API with Code Factory's products. That's just something to think about. And it reminds me of Intersection Explorer on the Android platform, only 100 million times better. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, I'm glad you called in. I think it's great. I'm sure Luca will take that under advisement. It's certainly working with Code Factory. They've always been very eager to work with anyone with you know, new technology, new ways of doing things. I agree. I think it would be a marvelous collaboration. So I'm glad you called in. Well, welcome, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jolie Mason from Los Angeles, California.
Oh, hey, Jolie.
Hi. I wanted to thank Luca very much. Ariadne is a wonderful app.
Okay. I'm glad you like it. Thank you very much.
Are there plans to add to the Where Am I information what your closest intersection is?
I've got so many questions asking me about getting information about the intersection. So I would be working on this for the future.
Also, Jolie, I'm a little confused. How would intersection information be different than cross street? Is it the same thing, or what are you thinking?
Yes. For example, when you do Where Am I, it actually gives you your closest street address and the name of that street, but it doesn't say what intersections, what is your closest
intersection. Oh, the closest intersection. Got it. Understood. I understand.
That would be much easier, I think, to program than to actually do the intersections while you're moving. On the other hand, it does give the person the intersection information when they request it with Where Am I. The other question is, when I'm using the map feature and I use the rotor and put it in character mode, it won't spell the names of the streets.
About the street intersection, I'm going to work on it. But also, it is difficult to detect intersection because of the GPS positioning system, which is not very reliable, but very accurate. About the map, spelling the street names, At the moment, I don't know if there is a voiceover function to do this, but the app doesn't actually allow you to spell street names. Investigate to do this. This might be a feature I can add for next releases.
And then lastly, when I'm getting out of the map feature and going back to the home screen, the main screen of the app, I shake the phone to get back to the main screen. But I know that because I looked at the web page. Would it be possible to add a line to remind the user to shake the phone to return to the main screen?
Yeah, well, actually, there is an alert the first time you open the map that tells you that you need to shake your phone to get back. I'm sure there is an alert for this, twice or three times. Didn't you get that alert the first time you opened the map?
Yes, but then if you've used the map for a while, it's possible to forget how to exit. Thank you so much, Luca. I know it's late at night, but your app is so beautiful.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take one more call, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Hi, this is Sandy from Ohio again, but I just wanted to ask Luca. I did have one question. The question is, for a future update, have you considered adding the ability to assign various sounds to various favorites?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the improvements I was talking about before.
Okay.
We're going to add different sounds for different favorites. The user will be able to decide which sound to associate to a favorite.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Luca, thank you so much. Let's get some contact information in. Can you give us your website?
www.ariadnegps.eu.
A-R-I-A-D as in Nancy, N as in November, E as in Edward, dot E as in Edward U. Luca, thank you again for creating an absolutely wonderful application. Many thousands of us around the world owe you a debt of gratitude, my friend. And thank you again for agreeing to come on board and talk to us.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
And that's it for The Secret Life of Mark Marcus. Hey, everybody out there, listen. Download Ariadne GPS. Make it part of your day. And remember to make a joyful noise. See you back here soon. Take care.